Hey man, say man. Welcome back to another podcast. Don't forget to share, comment, send voice messages, all that good stuff. But don't forget to cop the merch, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. But let's begin. So today's podcast, stop letting social media determine your life and using other people's images as what you think you should be in life. Now, a lot of these people on social media, if you don't know, that shit is cap. They use that. It's just they showing you good parts of their life. They're not showing you the bad parts, the ugly, what they did to get, if they are successful in some type of way, shape, or form. They're not showing you how they got there, what's going on behind the scene. You just see the good part. So a lot of people, they try to base their life off somebody else's life, and they end up being miserable. Like, they might try to buy something they got just because you think it's going to help them be successful. They try to do a lot of the same exact things, follow the same game plan as them, but they don't tell you the little intricates and stuff that they might not even know this way even happened for them. So stop trying to base your life off people's personality and people's lives. It's just going to be miserable to end. Yes, you can use other people's success as motivation, but however, you don't need to use their life as a standpoint where you think you should be. Everyone's time is different. Everyone's happiness is different. Everyone's time in life is different. Just because somebody made it at 20 and you're 25 don't mean you're going to be a failure your whole life. Your time just may be later. You just might have something else in store for you. Just because you're not as good as something as somebody else, that don't mean you're probably not as good. Like, a lot of people, somebody might say you are an ass rapper. I'm not a rapper. I know I'm ass, but somebody might call somebody else an ass rapper. Just because you don't like it, that don't mean somebody else across the country could like it. It's a lot of people that's not that famous in like the States, or not making that much money in the States, but they go overseas, they making thousands, tens, and hundreds of thousands of dollars just because they didn't let one person say, y'all, you ass, or you not gonna make it, or something like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because one person don't think, or a group of people, even people from your hometown or your city or your state, don't think you any good, or think you're not gonna make it in a certain thing, or just not having the motivation, someone else in a different state, different county, different city, different country can think you the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever let one person or one group of people determine or judge you about what you good at or what you think is right for you. Chase your happiness thing and go with what you think is best for you. Don't let these people confuse you, drag you down because they miserable and they just mad they never gonna make it in life and they don't have no type of talent. And they just gonna be working they same 9-to-5, depressed 9-to-5 for the rest of their life. They've been working since they got out of high school. And that's why I noticed too about working a 9-to-5. A lot of these people, they've been with the same boring and depressing job for 10, 15, 20 years. And they really do be trying to drag other people down because their life is miserable because the mistakes they made. Now, you do have some people who try to, you know what I'm saying, encourage you to do things and try to tell you what not to do, what to do from their own perspective or what their failures is. Now, I respect them people. But then you got other type of people who try to degrade people and try to tell people what to do, but not in a helpful and criticism type way. They just try to think they know what's best, but they haven't made anything in their life or haven't made anything of themselves for their life. You have people like that as well. So you have to watch out for them two type of, it's two different type of people you have to really watch out. But sometimes you can tell different. A lot of times it's hard to tell the difference between the two. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But back to the social media issue. A lot of people see these celebrities, not even necessarily celebrity. They might see just people who got a little clout on their name, and they think that they having it. And a lot of times they really don't. Most times they're still working a regular job, or they still doing some other type of way to make ends meet. Just stop seeing all the other people, because a lot of times they renting stuff or they just buying, they using their friend stuff, which helps them build their brand, of course. But it's just you got to use your common sense, man. You got to know what makes you happy. You got to stay on your desired path in life. Life is going to have many crossroads, bumps, obstacles, like things running across the street, things that looks amazing, but it's really not. Like, but you got to stay on your driven path. You got to stay on your highway to life, because if you don't, you're just going to end up on the side of the road, inside of a dirt somewhere, wishing like, how the hell I get here? Because life is just a bunch of different things that's just going to throw at you. Just life, like, it's just ass. Like, it's just going to throw a bunch of different obstacles. You're going to think you're doing good, and boom, your car fuck up. It's like every time you're doing good in life, your car fuck up on you. Like, that shit is just ass. Like, if you're just doing amazing, your car just somehow just fuck up. You like, damn, how this shit always happen? But nah, but like, when you doing good, some bullshit happen. Then when you doing bad, some horrible bullshit happen. You just be like, damn, like, I can't catch a break. But eventually, hopefully, you gotta just keep maintain, push through it. Like, sometimes you gotta go without no, you gotta go 1-2 hours of sleep. Like, shit, I know it's been weeks, maybe weeks at a time, I've been going with 2 hours of sleep. Shit, probably 5-6 hours of sleep a day. I mean, a week. Like, it's been times where I've been just dragging by the end of my tongue. But you gotta set them goals for yourself. Like, you gotta set, if you know you wanna get, let's say you trying to practice doing nails or some shit, and a little nail model might cost, like, I don't know how much that shit costs, like $200. And then let's say everything together, like the paint, everything, acrylic, all that shit costs, like, let's say a band in total. You working your, let's say you working 9-to-5, you make like $1,200 a month. I'm just putting random ass numbers out there. You make $1,200 a month, but shit, you got a whip too, though. Just say you don't, you need to save them paychecks up to get to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Set them goals for yourself. Set $50 aside. Do like little side jobs. Do little side gigs to make you that extra money so you can chase your dream. Make, do like, you know what I'm saying, driving for Uber. You know, just do like little certain little shit on the side to make that extra little bread. Make $15, $20, sell some things, do some things. See anybody need help with something. Find out if you good at something and help somebody. Like, it's a lot of ways to make money. But a lot of people just don't know how to do it or how to come towards it. Cause a lot of ways you gotta make money, you gotta spend money on it to even make some type of profit in return. And most people are not trying to put money into something to make money, because that's the point of waste. If like it's a waste of money, because a lot of people, they put money into something, they give up on it. Most people give up on something after 2-3 months. Most people. I think they said like 75% of people give up after 2-3 months of doing it. So it's not the best thing. If you see something to put money into, you most likely is not good unless you already making on. Unless that's like your real career, that's like your passion in life. But most of the time, don't have to put something money into something to make money, because a lot of times people give up on stuff 2-3 months. Now, if you think you're not, hey, go for it. You know what I'm saying? You think that's gonna make you just some bread? Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I ain't putting nothing past nobody. Cause shit, if you put your mind to anything in life, you can do it. Besides flying, you know, it's like superpower shit. But I mean, to each his own. You know, to each his own. But stop using social media to base your life on people's personality and people's lives, because most of that shit be cap anyway. But hey, man, say man. Hey, man, say man. That's the end of the podcast. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.